The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, my Patreons. As you can see, I am not Vic Venom, even though I am sitting on Vic's set, which happens to be in color today and not black and white. I'm sitting in for Mr. Venom today because there are a lot of things, a lot of important things that really, really need to be said, especially concerning the industry that I have made a living in for almost the last 30 years. Last night, I did a Castrating the Marks coming fresh off of the AEW show, and I went off the rails a little bit. And, you know, I spent the night asking myself, like, bro, why do you care so much? And like, why do you give a shit, you know, what they do and what they say? Worry about yourself. Like, why do you care? If people want to put themselves at risks and they're not understanding what is really going on and what they need to do, why should you give a shit? And why are you getting so upset? Why should I care? Because I know me, myself, in this dire time, I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Why do I care about? Why do I care about what professional wrestlers are doing? What do I care about what professional wrestling fans think? Why do I give a flying crap? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. And I'm going to try to talk to you in a very calm, positive, passive voice, unlike last night, which on Castrating the Marks was absolutely raw emotion. But before I get to any of that, I want to shout out all those that continue to sign up for Patreon. And I believe you're signing up for a reason. And I believe you're hearing a show like this for a reason. I really, really do. I want to thank David. I want to thank Matthew. I want to thank Jeremy Don, Philip Wood, Sage Antone. What a great name, Sage. Tony, Mike Fitzpatrick, Mike Santos, Ripped Radio Network Podcast Nation, Oxdub, Tony Downward, David Visecki, Joshua Nesbitt, Dan Blair, Andy, David, Carlos A. Negriti, Pete Paccio, Stephen Baruso, and C. Mather 08. I want to thank all of you guys for joining, and I hope under the $5 tier, you are listening to this show. Guys, you know, constantly putting my faith out there and constantly putting my Christianity out there, constantly putting my belief and God out there in the world, like, that is not a smart thing to do, because in the world, when you are a Christian, there are so many stereotypes put on you, and people are always throwing your Christianity in your face. And people don't want to hear it. and people shut you off and people call you a phony and people call you a hypocrite. When you mention God or even write out the word God, okay, you cannot, no YouTube video is monetized. If you talk about God and mention God's name and you talk about it on YouTube, your videos are not monetized. So you're knowingly losing money, leaving money on the table. You are knowingly having people turn you off. You are knowingly being called a hypocrite. You are knowingly being called a liar. You know all these things. And it would be so much easier for me to never, ever, ever, ever mention the name of God on here. It would be so easy for me to do that. But the truth is, this is part of my job. And this is the reason why I do these shows. Guys, this is the reason why I stayed in the wrestling business for as long as I did. Because I was miserable. And I hated it. And I used to ask God, why do you have me in this world? Why do you have me here? So like in my mind, I thought, you know what, Vince, you're supposed to be here for the boys. You're supposed to be here to witness to the boys. You're supposed to be here to show, you know, kindness and love and consideration and compassion to the boys. Because you know the underbelly of the wrestling business. Management do not care about these people. These people are products. Wrestlers are products to Vince McMahon, just like a bar of soap is a product. When the bar of soap is used up and there's nothing left, what do? You throw it away and you get a new bar. So in my heart of hearts, trying to figure out why God put me in this spot, the only thing that made sense to me was he wanted me to witness to the boys. And he wanted me to really be a shining light. But guys, the devil or the world, whatever you want to call it, had such a stranglehold on this business that I knew it wasn't going to happen. There wasn't room for God in the wrestling business. And you guys heard me say many times, and I said it when I worked there, the wrestling business is the devil's playground without a shadow of a doubt. I know it. Guys, I got in the wrestling business before I was saved and before I was a Christian. As soon as God took over my life, man, my blinders came down and I saw it, man. And I just could not exist in that world anymore. And I know, man, there's a lot of you out there, you know, who are listening and may have already shut this off. You don't want to hear it. Man, there was a time in my life where I didn't want to hear it either. And if you started talking to me about it, I would shut you off. But that's your right and that's your prerogative. I can't shut this off. Because the very reason I've gone down this path or God has brought me down this path was for shows like this, where he can use me to get his voice across to people that relate to me. Guys, I'm a regular guy. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I had a job in a profession for, you know, 30 years. I went to work every day. I did the absolute best that I could. I'm just like you. But as I became older and older and older, I realized there something was missing and there was a lot more to my life. And it became clearer and clearer and clearer. God was going to use me to get his message out. So here we are at an extremely, extremely important time. And guys, I did a That's Life the other day, and I'm like, you know, this coronavirus, listen, forget about whether it was man-made. Forget about whether, you know, this was a diabolical plot by China, and it very well could have been. Forget about all that. The reality of the situation is people are dying. And thousands of people have died around the world. So when you know the Bible, you're forced to ask yourself a question. And the question is this coming from the enemy? Is this coming from the devil? Or is this coming from God himself? Because we have seen in the past and we have seen in history, when God's creations went off the rails and totally turned their back on him and filled the world with hate and violence and death and ugliness and darkness and chaos, we know God dropped the bomb. And we know that those believers in him, his people, we know that they were spared. His wrath was not directed towards his people. The wrath of God was directed towards the people where he was no longer a part of their lives. And they were bowing down to other gods. What are other gods in 2020? Other gods are power. Other gods are money. That's what the gods are of today. Power, money, stature, materialistic things, bank accounts. And God made it clear you can't serve two masters. You can't serve money, you can't serve me. So if you're serving God, you're going to be okay. If God is the center of your life and everything revolves around God, you're going to be okay. But the message to the other people is you need to repent. You need to stop. Enough. This has gotten out of hand enough. Now I need to take drastic measure. So you don't know what it is. You don't know what it is. Is it God or is it the devil? Where is this coming from and why? So I keep telling everybody, I believe there is media and hype involved here. I do believe that from the bottom of my heart. I believe the media wants to put the fear of God in you so you depend on them. I believe that the media controls a lot of people. I believe that. But I also know as a fact, people are indeed dying. People are dying. So my protection is God. You guys hear me talk about the armor of God. That is my protection. But you see, because I am a son of God, it's not just about my protection. I want to make sure others are protected. I don't just put myself first. I want to make sure others are protected. So when I take the precautions that I do, you know, washing up, being careful, not getting around in 10 people or more, not even leaving my house, you know, social distancing, all of that, I'm doing that to not only protect me, I'm doing that to protect you, because I'm hoping you are doing that in turn to protect me. See, like this, here's where I'm being convinced more and more this is a God thing. Because we've heard so many times over and over, it's not just about protecting yourself, it's about protecting those around you. You never heard that before. We didn't give a shit about people around us. But now you're hearing that. Put other people first. That message is coming from God, bro. That message is coming directly from God. That message is not coming from the world. So within my own industry, and I'm talking about professional wrestlers, I'm talking about wrestling management, I'm talking about people that are my friends, I'm talking about wrestling fans. When I believe God is clearly telling us, this is a time to do some soul searching. This is really a time where you have to choose what side you're on. I am giving you the opportunity to repent. Be obedient. I am giving you that opportunity. This is a wake-up call. And the sooner that you repent, the sooner that you come home, the sooner that you accept me in your life, the sooner that I'm in your box, the sooner this thing will be over. And God has told us what we need to do to protect ourselves and to protect others. When we're talking about others, bro, he's talking about his people. Because those of the world are not going to be protected in a time like this. They're on their own. So then I just put on the television set, and there are a sea of wrestlers congregating in a setting that is more than 10 people, clearly being within 6 feet of each other. Physical contact, body on body contact. When they are being told, you need to take care of yourself and you need to take care of others. You need to be obedient now. You need to listen now. You need to dig deep down inside and repent. The idea of put yourself at risk so you can entertain wrestling fans is ignorant. And I don't want to hear it. You guys are putting yourself up on a pedestal because you were put on a show, because you put on a show while clearly putting other people in danger to entertain people. Bro, I promise you right now, if this podcast right here, right now, was putting any other people in danger in any way, I would not be doing this podcast. You've been told you're putting other people at risk. You're getting on an airplane. You're walking through airports. You go into the rental car station. You're putting your hands on a gas pump. You're going in convenience stores and buying coffee. You're doing exactly what you're not supposed to be doing under a veil of we're doing it to entertain the fans. No, you're doing it because you love to do it. You're doing it because your priorities are screwed up. You're doing it because you're not getting it. You're not getting it. And that's why you're doing it. And the praise from the wrestling fans, bravo, bravo, bravo for entertaining us. Bravo for entertaining us and putting ourselves at risk and putting others at risk and going home and putting our families at risk. Don't give me that bullshit. It's all bullshit. Look at the other sports. Look at the other sports. They sent the players home. The minute Major League Baseball made a call, they shut down spring training. They sent home the players. The NBA stopped the game in the middle of a game. You want to talk about entertainment? Every Hollywood production has been shut down. Who are the only ones out there? Professional wrestling. What did I say earlier in the show? It's the devil's playground. And I don't want to hear your bullshit about their entertainers. They're taking our minds off of this. Every single person involved in this, every single person doing this, every single person saying this, you are missing what is going on. This is the time to repent. This is a very clear, a very strong message. And you're putting other people in danger, and you're putting other people in harm's way, and you're not putting other people before you because you're a mark for wrestling. Guys, this isn't about, I'm not talking about the person that is making this decision because they need that money to support their family. I'm not talking about them, but even that person needs to have the absolute faith in Jesus Christ that God knows what I need. He created me. He's going to take care of me. Even that person, as hard as that is, however, I can understand the fear because you got to have absolute faith to not be in fear. So I can understand that. I'm not talking about people that are going to work because they need the money. We're not talking about those people. Many of these people performing, many of them are millionaires. Many of these people performing have been performing for decades and decades and decades and decades. You're going to sit there and tell me they can't afford to go without a paycheck for 3 months? And I got to tell you, in the case of AEW, I'm almost certain Tony Khan would pay you during that time. But you're going to sit there under the guise of the world and you're going to position yourself as a hero because we are going out there and we are performing and we are taking people's minds off of this? No, you're not. No, you're not. You're going out there and performing because you're a mark. You're going out there and performing because this is what you love to do. The wrestling fans are carrying on the way they're carrying on because this, they're marks, and this is all they have, and this is what is in their box. And thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people are dying because God is saying enough, enough. You are so off track of what I created you for. You are so off the rails. The priorities in this world, the hatred in this world, the bullying in this world. God, look at everything that was going, look at everything going on with social media created and all the hatred that passes through social media. Then look at politics. Look at politics. You know, it's amazing. The Dixie Chicks are making a comeback after 15 years. Their career was ended because Natalie Maines made one statement about President Bush. She was ashamed that President Bush was from her state of Texas. That one comment 15 years ago killed their career. Fast forward 15 years later, look at the things we are allowed to say about our president of the United States, and it's normal and it's okay. Look at how in 15 years that has changed. You don't think it's not going to get to a point where God says, enough, enough. You're not going to learn on your own. So now you're going to learn the hard way, and you're still not learning, and you're still not getting it. And the reason why I care and the reason why I give a shit the way I do is because I'm supposed to be getting this message out. And it's driving me crazy that people are not seeing it and that people are not getting it and people are doing whatever the hell they want. And there is no repentance. And as long as there's no repentance, it's going to go on and it's going to go on and it's going to go on, and more people are going to pay the price. Can I change the world, bro? No, I can't change the world. But within my own industry, wake up. Wake up. Start caring about other people. The guys, the gals that have families at home that they know are in fear, that the kids are wondering why we're not going to school, the mom's home alone with the kids, and you're out freaking fake fighting because you love it. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Again, I'm not talking about people that need the money. That's not what I'm talking about here. Don't tell me there aren't other ways that you can entertain people without putting people at risk, without putting yourself at risk, without bringing God knows what home to your own house. Because that is still the most important thing to you. Man, guys, God is making it so clear. It is so clear. Change your life. Change your way of thinking. You, if anything, I hope you're seeing through this period It can be over like that. That. Do you not see this before your own eyes? How fast all of this can be over? Do you not care? When you make God the center of your life, now you have a real purpose. God, you created me in your image. There is nobody like me. And you created me to do a specific job for you here on this earth. What is that job? What is it that you want me to do? I don't know how many people are listening to this, and quite frankly, if you're listening to this, it's because you're supposed to be listening to this, and it doesn't matter to me if there's one person listening to it or 100,000. It doesn't matter to me. Guys, if you're not getting the message, you never will. You just never will. You gotta get your priorities straight. What is in your box? The message is loud and clear. And if you choose to ignore it, I don't even know what to say. But I will say this, and this is what I always say. It is your choice. God is there if you want him. If you don't want him, keep doing what you're doing. Guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a member of Patreon. If anybody listens to this show and you have any questions about anything I'm saying, please feel free to write to me at officialvincerusso@gmail.com. I am going to try to get this show out for everybody. I'm going to try to put this show out free. I am not interested in making a dime on this show, man. That is not what it's about. Man, I got to feed my family just like all you out there need to feed your family. This is not about me making a buck. And man, if you want to write it off as this is about Vince Russo wanting to make a buck, man, you are in denial. That is it, everybody, man. God bless you. I love you all. I'll be around if you need me.